Trust No One by Deborah Webb, performed by Donna Postel.
Just tell me where she is, and we can take this down a notch.
Carrie took a breath, let it out slowly.
I'll lower my weapon. You have my word. All I want is your cooperation.
Her palms were sweating, arms shaking from maintaining the firing stance for so long. She didn't trust this bastard, but she damned sure hadn't followed him here to do this. Now she had a situation. The lieutenant would say desperation had driven her over the edge, and he wouldn't be wrong. Her new partner would shake his head and wonder how she ever dared to judge him. Carrie blinked. She had gone too far. She knew this. Too late to change that now. Swallowing the lump of uncertainty rising in her throat, she stared at the man in her crosshairs. Way too late. He laughed. Blood trickled from his swollen, no doubt broken nose. She'd punched him hard. As if to underscore the thought, her right hand throbbed mercilessly. Anger tightened her lips. Not hard enough, or he wouldn't be so smug right now, the son of a bitch.
You should know by now, Detective Devlin, that you can't touch me. I will ruin you, he warned,
the words nasally sounding. He swiped at the blood spatter staining his pale blue polo.
Your career with the Birmingham Police Department is over.
Like she needed anyone to point out that glaringly obvious detail. With every fiber of her being, she wanted to kill him. The urge simmered in the deepest part of her soul. She knew what this bastard had done. She had evidence, by God. Maybe not enough for a trial conviction, but it was something. For now, that could wait. This was far more important, more urgent. She was the one who laughed this time.
Can't you tell by now I don't care? As long as I take you all the way down first, I can live with whatever comes second.
He smiled at her, the expression incongruent with his bleeding and damaged face.
But you do care about that sweet little daughter of yours, don't you? I would hate to see her have to pay for your mistakes, Detective.
Carrie flinched. A new rush of fury lashed through her, more at her reaction than at his threat.
Just fucking tell me what I need to know.
She twitched the barrel of her Glock 40 caliber. Or I swear to God, I will put a bullet right between your eyes. He stared at her for one, two, three beats. Then he said,
Go ahead, shoot me.